Welcome to Haven Expert Series. Hi, it's Liz Lee from Haven Books here in Hong Kong, the city of constant renovation and reclamation. Today I'm going to read an excerpt from the award-winning book Life Recipes from My Mother by author Betty Jamie Chung. Chapter 3, Health is All That Counts. In the eyes of my mother, and most Cantonese people, soup cooked in the Cantonese style was the best food one could have. Nutritious, tasty, and nourishing. It was said to help maintain the balance in the body. If you can eat only one thing, soup Cantonese style is it, my mother stated. Generally, soup Cantonese style is prepared with different combinations of meat, fish, vegetables, dried fruits, dried mushrooms, and Chinese herbs. An example of a Cantonese soup would be one cooked with a piece of pork shank, carrots, green turnip, white turnip, Chinese almonds, and dried dates. The magic of the soup doesn't lie merely in the ingredients, but also in the preparation. It is usually cooked for 2.5 to 3 hours until all the nutrients and nourishments in the ingredients are in the broth itself. Sometimes the ingredients are eaten, but often not. Because a great deal of time and effort goes into the preparation of a Cantonese-style soup, it has the additional symbolic meaning of love and care. Preparing a soup for someone becomes a means of showing one's love and care for the person. A wife prepares a special soup for her husband, who seldom eats at home, but needs the nourishment. A mother prepares a soup for her children, who no longer live at home, and whom the mother assumes do not eat well. A host serves a soup to her guests invited for dinner. Also, it was rumored at the time, the 1970s in Hong Kong, that one of the ways that a mistress tried to please her master and show her love and care was to spend hours preparing a delicious and nourishing soup for him when he visited her after work but couldn't stay for dinner. Soup was the best solution. Not substantial enough to spoil his appetite, allowing him to have dinner with the unsuspecting wife, but sufficiently meaningful and symbolic to allow the mistress to show her love and care for the man. My mother had another food principle that I have followed to this day. You should only consume two kinds of food that is tasty and food that is good for your health. Never eat any food that does not meet at least one of these two criteria. It was my mother's way of teaching us that we must not use taste alone to determine what we would or would not eat. Hungry for more? Life Recipes from My Mother can be purchased online at www.havenbooksonline.com or amazon.com. Thanks for listening. Because of my mother's numerous lessons on food, I was able to develop fairly healthy eating habits. I never skipped meals. I always ate a simple, nutritious food, even though it didn't always taste good. I ate a great deal of fruits and vegetables, and I drank water and tea throughout the day. These simple lessons saved my life.